Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. The National Hajj Commission of Nigeria has declared an increase in the fare for the 2024 Hajj pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia, with an additional rise of 1.9 million naira to bring the total cost to an unprecedented 6.8 million naira. Now, originally, the pilgrimage fare was set at 4.9 million, a figure that has now been recalibrated to reflect the additional 1.9 million required for those who have already made their initial payment. And the deadline for the completion is March 28, 2024. Now, what is the faith of those who have already started paying but can't afford to complete? Is there a chance of refund, and what is the process like? Well, let's hear from the National Hajj Commission.
Okay, I'm Fatima Zenga Osara. I am Assistant Director of Public Affairs, National Hajj Commission of Nigeria.
All right, ma. Before we go to why the increase in the cost, please, what is the fate of people who have already paid and do not have money to return?
Okay, those that have already paid and don't have money to pay the balance, they have two options. One, whether to request for a refund, which NACON has promised to do everything possible to ensure that they get the refund as soon as possible, or they keep their money with the state where they have paid the money so that by next year, inshallah, they can use it for next year's Hajj.
Okay. So what's the process for applying for a refund?
The process is to write formally to the state requesting for the refund. Give your details. The children should give their details and request for the refund of their money.
Okay. There are also allegations that NACON, that the increase happened because government refused to give NACON 220 billion as subsidy. How true is that?
The issue of 240 billion is not about subsidy. It's about liabilities of 2023 Hajj to airlines that airlifted pilgrims to and fro Saudi Arabia. That's their balance, not subsidy for 2024 Hajj.
That was Fatima Sander Usara, Deputy Director of Publicity, National Hajj Commission. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are looking at the fate of intending pilgrims who have made deposits as Hajj fees doubles. Before we went on break, we heard from the National Hajj Commission spokesperson, who told us the fate of those who can pay up the extra 1.9 million naira. How do those who have paid partly feel about this additional expense? Well, let's find out.
Sulaiman Abdul Danwere.
Okay. From where?
From Kano State.
All right. So you've paid for Hajj. Tell us, how much have you paid and when did you make payment?
Yes, I made my first payment on 3/11/2023.
Okay.
So I deposit 5,000 4,500,000.
Okay.
For the first time in my from my bank account, I did a draft. Mm. I submitted the check copy to the Kano State Pilgrim Welfare.
Okay.
So then later in the time, they just concluded and tell the money we are to balance 199,000.
199,000.
Yes, which make 4,699,000.
Okay.
So I went and made that payment again. And now yesterday in the night, I just wake up and see another news for them telling that we are to pay another 1,918,000. Hmm. I just called them today. I tell them that they should return my money back. I cannot. I don't know where could I go and find that money again.
Okay.
Because this thing is too much.
How do you feel that because of money you cannot go for Hajj?
I feel so. Even today I did not even laugh. I am in a sad mood today. I'm not feeling okay today. As if like I lost somebody or something like that. Because we are the one that voted this government, Tinubu and Kashims. Because they are Muslim ticket. We want them to do what Buhari cannot do for the people, for the public, to assist people. And now, even the dollar now is going down.
Okay.
For last month, the dollar is about 1,500 and something.
Okay, so do you intend to add the 1.9 million or you want to collect your money back?
Yes, now I tell them to give me my money back because I cannot, I don't know what to sell and get that 1,918,000 to complete the payment. It is too much.
So how many years have you been saving to pay for Hajj?
I saved for almost 8 years. 8 years. 8 years.
Okay.
So, I saved for almost 8 years to do this thing.
Okay.
I even rear cows and other things in order to make me. I sell my cows and other things.
Hmm. Okay, so did they tell you how you come and collect your money?
They told me that if I want to collect the money, I should go and write and give them the papers so that they would return the money, but not now. The money cannot come back to me, not... in a short time. That is what he told me. I called my center officer today.
Okay.
I called him.
So have you written the letter?
No, I did not write the letter because I have to find somebody to guide me in order to
write it. All right.
To know what I would do.
That was an intending pilgrim there sharing his thoughts. With how much Hajj costs now, how many young Nigerians have lost their desire to go to Hajj? Let's hear from some of them.
Talking about Hajj, even if today the price has risen to 10 million naira, if I have the money, I will go to Hajj. I don't mind the cost of it. And this can never ever affect my dream of going for pilgrimage, even if it's 10 million, no matter the price, no matter the amount to go for Hajj. So if I have the money, I will go. And I will always have that in my mind. I will always have that dream. I will always have that want, that need. I don't think anything can quench it.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Zainab. Okay, now Hajj being 6 million naira is actually a very huge financial commitment to make. And you asked me, would I pay for Hajj with my own money now that it's 6.8 million naira? So whether or not one will pay for Hajj just depends on their financial capacity, their personal beliefs, and also their priorities. As a Muslim, we all have this personal belief that yes, it is mandatory for us to go for Hajj if we have the financial capacity to do it. And also, even if we have the financial capacity to sponsor people to go for Hajj, you should actually do that. Now, being expensive shouldn't remove your belief or kill your dream of going to the pilgrimage. all fingers are not equal, and as we are like this, there are a lot of people that can still afford it being 6.8 million. There are some people that couldn't even afford it when it was 1 million naira. There are some people that couldn't even afford it. I don't know if it was ever 500,000 naira. But they still have the passion for it and the dream for it. And whenever they have the money, after settling all their little bills, if they have the money to go for it, I feel they'll still go. So being expensive or not just depends on your financial capacity and your personal belief. So answering your second question, has this cost killed your dream for going on the pilgrimage? I would say no, because if I have the resources for it, I would still go. Even if it's 10 million naira, I will still go. The blessings you will get will even be more than the amount you spend. So it wouldn't kill my dream on going for the pilgrimage.
Hello, my name is Yusuf Alfata. I'm from Kwara State. I am 25 years old. If I'm to talk about Hajj being at 6.8 million naira, to be honest, it is heartbreaking. Of course, it's every Muslim's dream. Every Muslim's dream to go for Hajj. But the price that it is right now, it is a dream killer. Let me put it that way. It is a dream killer. Let's say as at 2 years ago, when it is around 1 point something. So it is still reasonable. It is still reasonable. People can still get funds. But now, going for pilgrimage at 6.8 million naira, it's very heartbreaking. I mean, I just completed my NYC. They're trying to secure a well-paying job. So I wonder the kind of job I can get that will sustain me enough, that will be able to save enough, that will be able to save up to 6.8 million naira to go for pilgrimage. How long will it take me? And this is just the price for this year. Who knows what it will become next year and the year and the years to come? No one knows. So for me, it is a dream breaker. It is a dream breaker. And I know for most Nigerians too, it's like that. The economic situation is affecting almost everyone.
Those are some Nigerians that are telling us how the cost of Hajj has killed their dreams to go for Hajj. Well, God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.